Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this newscast is brought to you by McBoob's Laundromat in Elkton, offering self-serve laundry, or call 989-551-5192 to schedule your drop-off service today for only $1.50 a pound. The Worth Township Board of Trustees approved some purchases and additional expenses. Approval was given to spend $13,590 to buy a new electric sign to be used to make announcements about township matters. A construction company was hired for $38,750 to tear off the shingles and to reshingle the roof of the township hall. Approval was also given to purchase two electric generators for $24,762 because some additional work was approved to have more access to beach properties. The additional cost was $8,219 was approved as well. And Abadak City Council took steps Monday night that could put a proposed marijuana ordinance before city voters. Council members unanimously approved a resolution acknowledging the city clerk's certification of petition signatures and authorizing the proposal to be placed on a future ballot, along with approving the ballot language. Council members also discussed plans for the city's new dog park, including signage and possibly the holding of a grand opening ceremony in the coming weeks. The council approved nearly $585,000 in payments during the latest finance committee report. During council comments, members discussed adding no bikes signs at the pickleball courts, thanked residents for gathering signatures related to the marijuana proposal, and addressed community concerns about the city's financial condition, stating the city remains financially stable. Council members also expressed condolences to the family of a child who recently died in a bicycle crash and discussed a request to place a memorial plaque near the city basketball court in the child's honor. Before the meeting adjourned, City Clerk Amy Zagorski reminded residents to vote in the August 4 primary election, and Mayor Kathleen Pertica shared a letter from a resident praising the Bad Axe Police Department for its service to the community. When we come back from this McBoob's Laundromat sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Hi Mark, it's Cinderella. I really want to go to the ball tonight, but my stepmother says I have to finish all this laundry first.
Cinderella, leave the laundry to me. You get ready for the ball, and I'll take care of the rest.
Thank you, Mark. You're a true prince.
Hi, this is Mark from McBoob's Laundromat in Elkton. You don't have to be headed to a royal ball to appreciate having a little extra free time. Let us take laundry off your to-do list with our convenient wash, dry, and fold service for just $1.50 per pound. Just give me a call at 989-551-5192 and we'll arrange a time that works with your schedule. Need your clothes pressed? We do that too. Or if you'd rather do it yourself, stop by our clean, self-service laundromat open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with large capacity washers perfect for everything from everyday clothes to king-size comforters. McBoob's Laundromat is veteran-owned and operated, conveniently located at 5010 Brown Street in Elkton. Everybody's got dirty laundry. Bring it here.
Even princesses.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. All four of Sanilac County's millage proposals passed during Tuesday's election. The request to renew the county's drug task force millage of 0.5 of a mil for 4 years passed with 7,034 yes votes to 3,100 no votes. The millage will generate just over $1 million the first year. The request to renew the county's 911 emergency services millage of 0.2 mils for 4 years was approved with 8,700 yes votes to 1,513 no votes. The millage will generate about $408,210 in the first year and be used to operate the emergency dispatch center. The request to renew the Sanilac Area Violence Elimination and Education, or SAVE, or S-A-V-E, 0.2 of a mil for 4 years was approved with 7,219 yes votes to 2,897 no votes. The millage will generate about $408,210 the first year. The funds will be used for providing programs and the operational costs related to child abuse, domestic violence, sexual assault, and homelessness. The request to renew the Sanilac County Parks millage of 0.2 of a mil for 4 years was approved with 7,280 yes votes to 2,861 no votes. The millage will generate, again, about $408,210 the first year and will be used for operating and capital improvements to maintain the county's parks. The renewal millage for senior services has not been posted. Election results are unofficial until they are verified by the Board of Canvassers.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by McBoob's Laundromat in Elkton, offering self-serve laundry, or call 989-551-5192 to schedule your drop-off service today for only $1.50 a pound.